It is July 19th, 2022. This is Sales as Story Part 2. So excited to be here with you today. And we're just going to start with a brief, rather than Shavasana, we're just going to start with a brief meditation. So much I want to share with you guys today. Just a brief meditation. So you can be camera on, camera off. You don't need to turn your camera off for this part if you don't want. Just want to take a couple minutes to center ourselves. So if you're wearing glasses, I suggest you remove them. Glasses take us out into the world. When we take them off, it's natural for us to go inward. Sit up tall. If your arms or legs are uncrossed, uncross the arms, uncross the legs, and sit in a place where your heart center is open. And then softly close your eyes. You can have your hands, I'm adjusting mine here, palms up or palms down on your, resting on your mid thigh perhaps. Where you want the hands to be is the place where your elbows hang directly below the shoulders. So they're not forward, they're not back. The elbows, it's the position of the elbows that will give you the position of the hands. Palms can be facing up or facing down. Facing down helps us be grounded. Facing up helps open the shoulders. So try both ways. Take a minute with the hands down and take a minute with the hands up and see which way your body wants today. Choose. Then find the center line for your body. Often we're leaning forward into the future, trying to get stuff done, busy, busy. And so imagine that golden thread drawing the crown of the head to, golden thread drawing the crown of the head to the sky. So you're right on the center line. The body is exactly vertical, perpendicular to the floor. If we're hanging back, sometimes our chest is down, we're receding from the world. So how we position the body in space matters for how we meet the world. Be aligned. Notice if you're sitting more on one sit bone than the other, be balanced. Feel a lift through both sides of the torso as you lift the spine. Both sides of the torso lift, making space between the ribs, growing taller. The heart center is open, but you're not thrusting the chest forward. There's a lift through the sternum bone. The bottom and the shoulder blades move into the back to support that opening of the chest. The opening of the chest comes from the back body. Shoulder blades move into the back. Bottom tips of the shoulder blades move into the back. So our hearts are open. It's more than a physical movement. Heart open. Relax the throat. Soften the jaw. Relax, especially at that hinge point near the ears where we often hold tension. Release that hinge point of the jaw. Relax the tongue, let it rest in the bottom of the mouth. Soften the eyes. Let the eyes sink back toward the back brain. Relax the forehead. Soften the eyebrows. Relax the skin of the scalp. Be present and watch the breath. Notice how the position of the body itself in this way may help you feel grounded. Can you feel grounded, connected to the earth beneath you? Grounded, the head reaching to the sky. So there's those opposite movements, groundedness, and reaching upward, the stance we always want as entrepreneurs, both grounded and extended. And watch the breath. And with the next few breaths, pay attention particularly to the exhalation and the end of the exhalation. With each exhalation, there's a deep letting go, happens breath by breath. We don't know that there'll be another breath. We let go, we release that breath. And we trust that the inhalation will follow. Notice that bottom point of the breath after you've exhaled, before the inhalation starts. But it's the exhalation all the way through to its end, letting go. And then letting go of this quiet, brief meditation as easily as you came into it. Behind closed eyes, let the gaze be toward the floor. So gaze downward, but head still up, chin parallel to the floor. Softly open the eyes, gaze down along the bridge of the nose. And then slowly, keeping the eyes soft, slowly raise the eyes to level. And rejoin our virtual circle energetically. Mm-hmm. Good. Training our attention on what we love, and then that's all we see. I was out for dinner the other day with an old friend, different vibration, different energy. She carries a wonderful person. I was so enjoying the dinner, and she said, "The service is horrible." I'm like, "Really?" I hadn't noticed at all. I noticed the amazing conversation. I noticed the delicious food. I noticed the ambience of the place. She didn't like the service. I actually wasn't ignoring the service. I actually didn't even see what she saw. She wanted to complain. And I was having the most delightful dinner imaginable. What we focus on expands. What did you love in your brief meditation this morning or afternoon? Who would like to begin? Thank you, Diane.
For me, it was the deep letting go of the breath. It just felt so good to have my body just completely relax with each exhale.
Isn't that cool? We're doing it all the time. We don't even know we're doing it. I go, "I don't know how to let go." Well, you do it every day. You do it with every breath. So isn't that cool? Thank you for noticing that. Beautiful. What else? What'd you love today? Yeah, Heidi.
There was an unusual moment for me in the middle where I suddenly went very deep, and I didn't think I was going to fall asleep, which was good. And I just relished, it was even like a moment after the fact of the depth of it without falling into sleep. And it felt unusual and beautiful and fleeting.
Mm. I love it, Heidi. Often in our culture, we're used to like, go, 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 busy, 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 body tense, you know, on high alert emergency mode. Or we're vegged out on the couch, mind fuzzy, or asleep, right? So it's often our two different modes, neither one of which is like, because often it's passed out from exhaustion, right? It's not a great way to live. It's like the yo-yo back and forth. And both meditation and Shavasana teach a different state. I can be completely relaxed and my mind can be focused. I'm not asleep, right? And then sometimes it can teach us other things too, like, the deep desire to fall asleep in just a couple of minutes of meditation can tell me that I need rest, right? And we might not notice it in a busy, busy, busy world, right? So both of those observations, you know, your comment brings that to mind, Heidi. Thank you, beautiful. And also the fleet, like, oh, wow, I'm in that state. Oh, let it go, right? It passed through me. How beautiful is that? Anything else wanting to be said about this practice this morning? We did something different, or this afternoon for me. It's something different today, seated instead of lying down. We do that less often. Anything else? Good for now? Okay, awesome. Just a couple of announcements. Just, you know, look out for announcements in the announcements channel. Also, you have our always constantly updated, you know, your calendar is updated when mine is now on the Google Calendar. So, you know, not as many announcements for me to make, which I like, more time for the content. But just a reminder, we do have the Q&A call. It's on sales and offers this afternoon at 5 o'clock Mountain Time today. So this is a great thing to do right after this, because whatever questions you have remaining from this, great to be on the spot with that. Then of course, office hours, 9 a.m. Friday for 50 minutes. It is implementation week next week. This is the first time we've really utilized our implementation week. Last time around, I was teaching normally. I will not be teaching that last week of the month. This is your time to connect with our amazing, amazing team, Marie and Yvonne. And so there is a Love Your Life Mastermind call with Yvonne. Next Thursday, so a week and 2 days from now, and everyone is welcome. Again, it's right on your calendar. You should see it. And then there are private sessions with, I believe it's Marie this month, that you can book. If you're not, we've sent you those links. I don't have them right in front of me here, but we've sent them to you countless times, so you should have them. If you don't, you know, you can ask in the program channel whatever you need to ask about it. So, and I've asked Amy to put a reminder posting in Slack for you. So Slack is our main way to communicate, as you know, so stay in touch there, and that's where you'll know what's happening. And sometimes you won't know something too. It'll be another member of this community who will know the answer and will get back to you sooner, right? So I love that we've got that way to keep in touch all the time now. Wins. Jonathan, you were sharing such wonderful wins before we started the recording. I'm like, wait, stop, share here. Gathering that energy is so huge. And if you're listening to the recordings, I hope you'll come back to these pieces. Do Shavasana, do the meditation with us, and listen to the wins and add your own if you're listening after to the recording. Those who are here live, if you're listening afterwards again to the recording, because that's how, you know, as entrepreneurs, often we forget to look in the rearview mirror. And so we're aiming for that next thing. And then it feels like we never get there. And then we run out of steam. And we go, why doesn't the universe ever give me anything? I'm not noticing what's actually happened. Why would the universe, it's like a gift that we give to a small child at Christmas time. And the kid goes, yeah, whatever. And then we give them the gift the next Christmas, like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Like, how much do you feel like giving them another gift? And the universe is just like us, right? So when we can look back and see the wins and see the beautiful things that are happening, it also just causes us naturally to expect more, because that's what we see, what we focus on expands, and it gives us the energy to keep going, because we know things are actually moving forward. We're actually seeing what's happening, especially on this moving sidewalk. You might feel sometimes like you're standing still, but you're going so fast, so forward, so fast that you might not be noticing. It's great to notice all the way along. So Jonathan, will you kick us off? Because I, you know, even as I arrived, you were right in the middle of a beautiful story about so many beautiful wins for you right now.
Sure, yeah. So yesterday I had a really great lunch with my friend and colleague, Wei Shang. Zhang, who I've worked with for the last 3 or 4 years, and he's now in graduate school, but he's interning with the company that I'm leaving. And he was very interested that I was, you know, moving on, and he was interested in seeing how he could, you know, continue to work with me during once we go back to the fall semester. So he's very excited about doing that and helping out and being able to work, you know, with me. So that was fantastic sort of piece of the cog that I was kind of worried about. Like, clearly I can't do it all on my own, right? And then I had another conversation just before the call with another gentleman that I've worked with for a number of different years, who is a computer genius and is really good at all the programs you need to be proficient in to work in architecture. And I know he's been very busy, had a lot of his going on in his life recently personally. And but I got in touch with him and similarly said, hey, listen, I was just thinking about you. I'm not sure what you're up to, but this is what I'm doing. And he was absolutely upfront. He's like, great, count me in. I'd love to help out. Whatever you need, just let me know. So when Michelle, when you came into the conversation, I was sort of saying how I was a little nervous about that because I'm ready for some setbacks. You know, everything's been going so well. I'm kind of waiting for something to kind of like plug me back. And so I do a lot of this self-editing, kind of getting ready for something not to go well. And the way that I kind of, you know, I do, Michelle, as you've pointed out to me numerous times, I have a way of like putting decisions off and, you know, being able to just like say, listen, I've got to call John and just see what he's up to. And made the phone call, caught up with him personally, had him, you know, say all these great things, like he's on board, he wants to help, all the rest of that stuff. It was just amazing. It just felt so good. So that was a huge win for me, yeah.
Hey, Jonathan, so great. I'm so happy for you. And, you know, I really do live my life as a reverse paranoid. The universe conspires to support us. And that's the evidence that I find, because that's what I'm always looking for, because I know it's going to happen, right? Yeah. And so, and we often live life the other way. I call it living life unconsciously in the genre of tragedy, you know, waiting because you know it's going to end badly. You know, where's the thing that's going to end badly? Where's the thing that's going to end badly? And so it's a rewiring of ourselves internally to understand that, to me, the universe is always trying to send us these things, you know? Through the agency of people, plans, you know, just somebody walking down the street, somebody we knew before. And, you know, we get all in our heads and we can't even see all the support that is coming our way. And then when we stop and take a look and actually reach out, right, we also do the action, right, to receive it. Like you did, you made the call, you had lunch yesterday, you had lunch today, you reached out to those people. It's like, what do you know? The universe conspires to support me. Everything is on my side. They're all aligning to help me. And it's like all these years, and Jonathan, for you, like 19 years of momentum of the universe trying to send you stuff, trying to send you stuff. And here you are reaping the rewards right now, right? And then a really great book that I want to mention in this regard is Gay Hendricks, The Big Leap. I love this book because he talks about, you know, we have a set point, a certain success and money level that we think is ours is like a thermostat. And so, you know, Jonathan, you've got so many things rolling your way. We've been hearing so many wins for so many of you, right? That so many wins that sometimes we think, okay, yeah, but I'm only allowed at that. So it's like, that's why you're waiting for the bad thing, right? Because I'm only supposed to have, well, it's not that, it was way down here, right? I'm not supposed to expect much. And maybe I even think I'm expecting too much. Oh, Jonathan, now not expecting enough, right? Knowing that there's more allowed, right? So more coming your way. So we have this set point. And then this happens. So we unconsciously actually tank something in order to land at our set point. So it's like time to increase your having level, time to increase your having level. This is happening. No, that's your birthright. That's where you belong. And that's just the jumping off point for the next level. So, and in The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, he talks about that beautifully and many other wonderful things, but I really recommend that book, especially when, as happens in this community, many wins are happening. Right? I see you nodding, Anna Maria, and just like the creation of your vision and the huge movement that you're making in your life. I mean, selling your farm for 30 years that you've owned for 30 years. These are big life movements. And so very easy to go, oh, this is going to go well. I'm just waiting for that thing. No, increase your having level, increase your having level. Know what your birthright is. It's like the universe is rejoicing in your, in all the things that are coming your way. So thank you, Jonathan. So, so beautiful. Let's hear one more win, at least one more win, who has something that they want to share. And again, remember, sometimes because the wins are so huge in this community, we think it has to be something colossal or it doesn't count. Like I brought, thank you, Anna Marie. Go ahead. Yeah, go.
Thank you, Dr. Michelle. So I did have my call with the lady yesterday about the course she wants help with.
Yay, pause there. This is such a huge win. Whatever follows this is extraordinary and wonderful. I'm so happy we're talking on the Q&A call about this. Just so, so happy for you. Whatever follows, that's the win. We want to count all the wins all the way along the way.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then what else do you want to say?
Okay, so I think I was very proud of myself. I held the space for her. We spoke about 45, 50 minutes. Which it was amazing because when people call me and say, do you want help? Can you help me with my horse? I would say, oh yeah, sure, what day? And but I really listened to what she had to say, to all her history with the horse, the horse's history. So it was very, very interesting. So I'm going to go see the horse on Friday, and I am really looking forward to working with him. But also I thought about it and I said, you know, I did increase my price for her. I asked her for a number that I have never asked before for.
Pause there. Here's another huge celebration, right? Fantastic. I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you. Doesn't matter what comes next, right? Yeah. Every single one of these, we enjoy the wins. We bask in them. So you have never, you said, never asked for this price before, right?
Yes.
Fantastic. The number of wins in this one call is like brilliant and beautiful. Yes.
So yes, I will see her on Friday. And I thought what I came to my mind was, this is going to be a very good networking for me, because I'm thinking things different. You know, I even made prices, made, okay, if I charge, which I have never done, how, you know, to really try to increase my habits too, to put numbers and to put how many times a week and how that is going to be a month. And so really more clear on my finances to what am I going to make as I am at some point leaving the farm or selling the farm. So just starting a new way of looking at things too.
Anna Maria, inner story wins, outer world wins, you know, just making really strong decisions for yourself and your life. I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you. This is so wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Michelle, and everybody. Thank you.
what amazing community to be like sharing this into, right? You know, you want to share your wins with the dream enablers every day. Here's a good place for that. Do not share your wins. Do not share your dreams or your wins or, any, you know, with the dream stealers. So, oh, well, that's not a real win, or that doesn't, or you can't do that, or, you know, all the can'ts or won't or wrong or whatever, right? So, but here is a beautiful place to share your wins, to share your dreams, to share, you know, all of it. This is a room filled with dream enablers. So Anna Maria, thank you. Jonathan, thank you. Beautiful. Yay. All right. As I've been doing lately, sometimes, not always, but I'm just gonna start another recording.